Welcome, everybody, to our research roundtable. This is, it's finally November. This is November 2nd, 2022. I don't know, I might be regretting saying that in a week, but we'll see what happens. And today's topic is research. And, you know, it's like research tips. I asked you guys also to bring whatever questions, any place you might be stuck where you're like, I hit a dead end on this. I need some help brainstorming. We can definitely do that. You know, I was this morning, I was reading some emails right before we got on, and I homeschool my youngest, and we have him in a like a one-day enrichment program that just started up this year. And the person who started it has been sending out just kind of stories, like people sharing what they do for how they have their homeschooling set up, essentially. And I've been homeschooling all of actually just about a year now. So pulled him out in November and had to get up the learning curve pretty quick. So, but learned a lot in a year, as researchers often do, right? We dig, we learn a whole lot in a short span of time, and things are going really well with that right now. But what struck me about her email was these reading people's stories, how they set up their homeschool. And some of the things in her story were things that I already knew but forgot and hadn't been doing lately. And I thought, oh, yeah. And I thought, that's so perfect for today, right? Because this is what happens, is we get in our own, I won't speak for you guys. I know me, I get my own like head down 2 o'clock in the morning, just, you know, in front of the computer, taking notes, following paths wherever they take me. And I have my own way of doing things. And I seriously doubt that you guys' ways are the same as my way, right? Because we all come from different backgrounds. I don't know that any of us in this group are career researchers. I think we've all come from different work experiences and different backgrounds. And so we bring different skill sets. And so we work to our strengths and our skill sets. And that's how we research, right? So I think by listening to methods from some of the people in this group, you're going to hear some things that maybe you forgot. Oh, yeah, I used to do that and I forgot. I should start doing that again. That makes a lot of sense. Or you'll hear things you never occurred to you to do. I actually just learned something yesterday, which was really interesting. I'll share with you in a little bit, that you didn't know. Or you'll be able to contribute and help somebody else take whatever they do a step or two further, right? So the general idea is that by sharing our methods, we can all get further ahead. We can all advance and streamline and improve our research methods. Sound good? You guys up for that? All right, cool. So I am recording. If you don't want to be on the video, turn off your video. If you don't want to be on the, if you want to ask something and you don't want to be on the recording, just let me know ahead so I can pause the recording, or we can edit that out before the replay. And I had turned on, I forget the name of the feature, but there's sort of like a subtitles while people are talking. I don't see that anywhere, but I know that you guys see something different than the speaker. Does anybody see words as I'm talking? Rick, Sean says no. And Rick, I can see your mouth moving, but you're muted.
Yeah, I don't see any words. This is Marty, and I don't see any words whatsoever. I see a picture of two people and a bunch of blank tiles with letters in them. So
if you turn on live captions, you'll see it. Because I just turned on captions, and that's what I do. And you can see it coming in. It's just translating the audio to captions.
Okay, perfect. I turned that on. Thanks, Rick. I'm trying to, trying to streamline. So I'm looking to have the transcript work so that I don't have to bug Dave Ford again, because he's been kind of rescuing me the last couple of calls with the text, voice to text. Okay, so I'll tell you.